Good morning and welcome to day four of the Being Challenge at Ascension Lutheran Church here in Citrus Heights. It's Saturday morning. I hope you had a chance to sleep in a little this morning. If not, a bright and early good morning to you. I hope that if you are up early, that I hope I'm still sleeping as you're watching this video. We pre-record some of these if you hadn't noticed already. But we are coming to you from the Cry Room here at Ascension. Why the cry room? It's not a room I spend a lot of time in, not because I never cry, because that happens occasionally, I do, but because this is a place of solitude, of silence, of when folks who are worshiping with us need the ability to come. And actually, I would say it isn't of solitude. It's actually our silence. It's a place that allows busy feet and busy hands and busy kids to be kids. While the rest of us worship. But it is a place that's theoretically soundproof from the worship space where we were yesterday when we talked about prioritizing prayer. Today we're looking at the fourth keystone habit of the Being Challenge and that Zach Zender has created as part of the Red Letter Challenge series, and that is seeking solitude. So the first keystone habit is commit to community. The second keystone habit is study scripture. The third, prioritize prayer. And now seek solitude. As we read through the story, Jesus' story in the Gospels, we see that often, fairly regularly, he withdrew from the crowds. A lot of times he did that to pray, but it also gave him perspective. It allowed him to get away from the busyness around him. Pastor Zach in today's devotion talks about how busy Jesus was and holds up the fact that none of us could be that busy because Jesus is far busier than any of us could be. I don't think Jesus wants to shame us into taking a time of solitude or stopping. I think Jesus wants to encourage us to seek solitude, to seek those times, those moments. Maybe for you it's even now as you're watching this video, an intentional time to hit pause, hit the brakes, to just be still and know that God is God and you are not. There's so much in the world around us that invites us to worry about it, invites us to do something about things. There isn't enough, I don't think, that invites us to sit and be still and to think and contemplate and to pray and to imagine what might be that isn't already around us. Maybe you've already begun to prioritize prayer, and maybe you're praying for more time. It's unlikely that God is going to add an hour to your day, and probably if God did that, it wouldn't be that fruitful. But perhaps a better prayer would be a prayer of priority, of prioritizing not just prayer, but prioritizing how you spend your time. Do you spend them on the things that are most important? In this Sunday's gospel reading, we will read about Jesus inviting his followers to lose their life for his sake in order that they might gain it. Because if you don't, if you prioritize the things of this world, you will have nothing, including eternal life. Seeking solitude really is about prioritization and making time with God a priority in your life, in your schedule. If you want me to tell you, I can tell you what's important in your life if you show me your calendar, if you show me your checkbook or bank statement. I suppose some people don't use checkbooks anymore. The things that we spend our time and money on or doing are the things that are actually most important to us. And if that isn't spending time with God, if that isn't attending to our faith life, it puts it in perspective below the other things. So seek solitude. And maybe that may be the most challenging part of these 40 days for you. It probably will be for me. I'm not very good at stopping and being still, especially with no other distractions. I get distracted by screens, I must admit. But we'll dive into that together as the fourth keystone habit as we make our way through Lent together. I look forward to seeing you on Monday morning for another keystone habit, the fifth and final, which is a commit to church. Tomorrow morning, you're invited to join us for worship, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, either here on social media or in person in Citrus Heights, California. Take care.